This is the 99.1 PLR Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast, an unedited, unfiltered look back at this week in shows.
Hey, welcome to the Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast. I'm Chaz, that's AJ.
Hello.
Pam is over there.
Hey.
Phil is over there.
What's up?
All right, let's play a little bit of this interview we did just a few minutes ago with an intern. His name is Regis. He was referred to us by Fathead. And Regis is on Pam's mic.
Regis.
Howdy.
Hey. Oh, Regis is applying for an internship with the show.
Oh, okay.
And he's been referred to us by Fathead.
Right.
That's right.
And Pam has been, like, bitching about your name all week.
Yeah, she has.
I'm sorry. Regis. I'm sorry, Regis.
I don't know. It's blame my parents, man.
Exactly. Were they fans of the show?
Are you named after someone in
my
your
dad.
Family?
My dad.
Dad is also Regis. Okay.
Is his dad Regis?
No, his dad was Frank. So
right.
Don't really know where they got that.
Probably Frankie's Regis, yes.
Yeah. Regis and Regis.
I don't know.
That's a cool name. I like it.
It's
different.
It sticks around, you
we'll
know?
Reg.
You've got to be in showbiz with that name.
That's the hope. Right?
Yeah.
That's
why he's here, Pam.
That's why I said it.
He is applying for an internship.
Yes.
Well, we've been having Fathead go out and get his drunk audio on the weekends. Do you like being in bars?
Well, I'm 20 right now, so unfortunately, I can't go in bars. But I'll be 21 in October, so I look forward to going in bars.
Okay.
All right. Well, you could go out and get audio, though.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
You're going to college?
Yes. Same university as Ryan, University of Hartford. Okay. I'm a junior right now. All right. So
I heard there sometimes there are activities that include alcohol
there
on
might
campus.
Be. On occasion. There, yeah.
And
there
college,
are
the hell you say.
Yeah.
There are a few.
Right.
All right. So we're just going to go around the room and ask you some questions.
Perfect.
All right. Have you ever been arrested?
I have not.
Have you ever punched anyone?
I have.
Oh, what happened?
There's been a couple different occasions.
Were these any of these occasions a supervisor at work?
No. Oh, okay. No. Never a supervisor.
Or someone's like making fun of your name, perhaps?
I have gotten the name made fun of before. Back in elementary school, I was Regina for a little while.
Oh. See, I'd punch someone right there.
Yeah, good one, Ken.
You probably should have told Pam that now.
I guess that's better than Regina.
Right.
Exactly. Yes. Most definitely.
I'm writing on his resume, Regina.
On the semantics.
Probably should have withheld that one.
All right, so let's talk about one of the times you punched someone in the face.
Yeah.
Pick anyone.
Okay, there was a back in middle school in gym. There was a guy. I forget. We were just jawing at each other for something after gym class. I think we might have had a little dust up playing basketball, and he pushed me through a door. I think I called him a dirty rat. And he pushed me through a door.
You're dirty rat.
That's what's going to put you over the edge to push me through the door is dirty rat.
Like, come here, hey, you dirty rat.
I feel like there should be piano music playing in the background. We were jawing. And I was pushed through the door, see?
There was a dust up in the gym.
A dust up, I believe, during gym class.
I remember we were fighting the Kaiser.
And I was pushed through the door, see? And then I called him a dirty rat.
Are you trying to buy war bonds? Are you sure you're only 20 years old?
I am.
You're from like way back in the 20s.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
All right, I stood up, I picked up my monocle, I said, you listen here, sir.
I said, I'll get my dummy gun.
I opened my stopwatch.
My pocket watch.
I said, Gadsooks, look at the time.
I was like,
why you?
All right.
All right, so I'm guessing you got up and punched them?
Pretty much. Yeah, right. That's about the...
So Regis is a badass, basically.
Absolutely.
Yes.
That's right, 100%.
Pam, do you have a question?
I do. Okay, Regis.
Yes.
On your resume here, you say that you have some circus skills.
I do.
Clowning, unicycling, and juggling. Have you ever fallen off of your unicycle?
I have fallen off of a unicycle many times. I'm actually pretty bad at the unicycling part. Of that, much more.
Why would you put it on your resume then?
Well,
you don't think anyone.
It looks cool.
It's right on top of your resume.
It looks cool. Unicycling.
So this is the first sentence. Experience. Counselor at Children's Circus of Middletown taught children circus skills such as clowning, unicycling, and juggling.
Right.
That's right.
He's perfect.
It's the first nine.
Right.
Well, I'm not really good at the unicycling.
Right.
Well, how did the kids do then after you taught them?
But you described our show right in that one sentence.
Now, please tell me you didn't teach them how to unicycycle, like, right near a busy highway.
Exactly. Or a ledge.
It was a busy street, not a busy highway.
Gotcha.
So, you know.
They were just stunned. It's okay.
Yeah, we were in a parking lot most of the time. It was all right.
Where it's hard, a hard surface.
Yeah. It's,
you know. All right, so you can juggle?
Sort of. More devil sticking than juggling.
Christ. Is there anything you could fucking do that's on this resume? We're four words into the resume.
Yes,
and
number
three
one,
of them we just scratched out.
Number one, lie on resume.
I used to be able to juggle, but I have lost that skill throughout the years. I've stuck with the devil sticking and Diabloing, though.
Tell me your favorite fathead story, preferably one that embarrasses him.
Ooh, favorite fathead story.
There are so many I know.
Jeez. Well, some of my favorite ones are ones that he's told me about here. But I'd probably say a couple of times when he and I have worked together producing lacrosse games for the university, he's the guy who supervises us, his name is George. And George basically treats Ryan the same way you guys treat him. So it's just, honestly,
I feel like life treats him like that.
Yeah, just hearing him get yelled at and dumped on, or probably that's just a constant memory
it's
that
the
I fathead
have. Way.
And it's my favorite.
Yeah. The fathead way.
Yeah, the fathead exactly. way. Yeah, exactly.
I'm kind of curious, going back to your resume over here, the first thing, what skills do you teach for someone who's clowning?
So clowning, basically, a lot of kids are nervous all the time, you know, getting up in front of an audience, and you know, you do dumb stuff when you clown. You pie people in the face. You know, you're getting pretending to slip on stuff. You're miming
stuff. You realize
stuff.
This is the stuff that's on the top of your resume?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the yes. first thing I went right to. I'm like, clowning? Really?
Soon, yeah.
That's right.
You see this one item on his resume? Stocked shelves.
Yes. Yeah, I've done that.
Don't put that on.
Or wrung out customers.
I've done that. Yeah, right. I've done that too.
Scratch those.
I'm proficient.
AJ, do you have a question?
Do you have a good sense of humor? Can you take folks ribbing you all the time, constantly basically like dogpiling on you like fathead?
Pretty much. That's kind of like fathead. That's how the world tends to treat me sometimes. I'm usually the emotional punching bag of the group, so I can live with that.
Okay, so you're used to getting punched around.
All right, so you're the emotional punching bag. Fathead's the physical punching bag.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, I think Regina will punch you back if you have a dust-up.
Yes.
Exactly, yes.
Right.
Pam, do you have any other questions?
Going back to this, clown thing, because I'm obsessed with that. Your pie of preference... When pieing someone in the face.
Yeah, if you're going to hit someone in the face,
like what's the best pie,
which pie
to use?
Are you going to use?
Honestly, the best one is, so this was all done during the summer. So our favorite was shaving cream because if they don't get out of there immediately and it's a whipped cream pie, then it'll start to smell and kind of like, you know, just go bad on their face. Shaving cream, at least if you care about the person you're pieing, it's not going to start to stink up the room.
He's a caring clown. Gotcha.
If you care about Pam, you're going to give her whipped cream or something. Edible.
If you give me shaving cream and I lick that, I'm mad.
I'll use lasagna on her.
Okay.
Ooh. Yeah, lasagna pie.
I do love that Pam had to ask the food question.
Of course.
Are you a go-getter? Because here's the thing. We're going to want you to go out and get audio and come back and kind of be our man on the street.
Right.
Are you able to do that? Are you going to find time?
Yes, definitely. Okay. I love doing stuff
and then
like that.
When you interview people, we need you to listen to their answer because there may be a good follow-up there. You know what I mean? Question. So you have your list of questions, but you're also listening to the answers in case you need to follow up.
Right.
Like one of the things Fathead did for a long time was he'd ask a question, get a brilliant answer, not listen to the answer, go on to his next question.
Okay.
Like a
you know what I'm saying?
Head. Yeah. Yeah.
But we don't want excuses why things didn't happen. We just want it to happen. So
right.
If we say, go out and get audio, be back here Monday at 7:30, send the audio Sunday night to Phil in an email. We don't want to hear all the reasons why that didn't happen. We just want it to happen.
Right.
Like, can you do that?
Yes. Okay. Yes, I can.
All right.
Yeah. Do you have any curly toes?
Curly toes, not at the moment, although, okay. You know.
He's willing to learn.
At the moment.
At the moment.
Right. So, you know,
I like how he's leaving it open.
Exactly.
He might kick somebody he has a dust up with.
You never know.
Yeah.
Well, one of his skills, Chaz, is that he's adaptable. He can make adjustments.
Exactly.
Like one of the X-Men or something,
right.
I thought.
If you want curly toes, he'll make it happen.
Right. You know, all it takes is a little tape, couple right. of weeks.
Just kick a curb.
Mm-hmm. What else do you like to do with your free time?
Let's see. Free time. I like Ultimate Frisbee. That's a good time. I'm a big gamer. Like doing stuff like that. Actually, probably also, I'm just giving you guys material here, but I like Dungeons & Dragons a lot.
No, brother.
It's a pretty good time.
How about Zelda? What do you think of Zelda?
I haven't played the new one. I've heard the new one's pretty good, but I have dabbled in Zelda in the past.
Right. Phil's warming up to you right now.
Exactly. No, actually, he can't sit down anymore.
Yeah.
I have a couple of Zelda t-shirts back at home.
Okay,
so
I don't even own a Zelda t-shirt. That's...
Which brings to my next question. You have a girlfriend?
No, not currently.
Okay.
Yeah, who has a girlfriend in college?
I'm just curious.
Tim Tebow, that's it.
Well, Fathead does.
And he got whipped by her.
Yeah, ooh. Yeah. Mm.
Have you ever had hot, sweaty head?
I have. I'm going to go pick up a MyPillow right after this.
Excellent.
And work on it.
He's been listening.
That was a good test. Yeah, that was a good test.
That was good.
Very subtle question.
All right. Well, thank you for coming in.
Thank you, guys.
Nice to meet you, and we hope to see you in the future.
Yes.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
All right. So that was the interview. What did you guys think?
He's certainly well prepared.
What?
He's certainly well prepared.
Right. A resume and a suit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He's already got better mic technique than Pam.
Yeah.
And I think that the lesson here is if you put shit on your resume, you should be able to do it.
Yeah, it might be a cold on it.
Yeah.
Juggling? Nah, not really. Not anymore.
Right.
Unicycle. Right. Oh, well, not really anymore. Like, it's on the top of your resume.
Yeah, you may want to put that lower.
Yeah.
I think because he had that in his resume, and if he does get this internship, I think at the toy drive, he is forced to perform.
Has to do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Has to juggle, and he has to get on the unicycle.
Exactly. It's on your resume.
Yeah, you're a featured act.
It does make sense that he was a Fathead recommendation, because you never want to send someone that's, like, a little bit better than you. It's like a little line lower. So it's like, you know, his resume is like, oh, it looks sort of impressive, but then he can't actually do any of the shit that he said.
Yeah. It's fat hebitage.
Fat what?
Fat hebitage, like sabotage.
Oh.
I was trying to get fat headish.
Okay, that's the Weekend Review podcast.
You said that was funny?
That wasn't funny. That was not funny. Doesn't make any sense. Fat habitage?
Sounds like fat habitage.
Sounds like something you would get in the South with your eggs.
Oh, enjoy your fat hot, sweaty head.
Hot, sweaty head.
Man, well,
that's the one thing we have to talk about here for a second. Did you think you were screwed when Stu came on the air?
I did for a second. I was like, oh, crap, because, you know, what...
You're always in trouble.
I'm always in trouble.
But then here we go again.
Here we go. This whole week, I've been having to redo spots.
Ooh, that was a big wheeze.
Oh, God. And it's like, really? Just what? Now I have to do
You've gotten a couple of, at least one nasty email from the boss, right?
I did, yeah.
At least, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So it's been like one of those weeks where it's like everything I've been doing has been
wrong.
And
then you see this and now the sales manager's on the show.
And I'm like, here we go. Fuck. Yeah. So I was like, oh, now I got to do another spot. I probably have to go on the apology tour. Right. And the thing is, I didn't even mean to say it like that. I was trying to be like kind of stupid funny, but I didn't even recognize what I was saying.
Oh, we should make t-shirts. Pam's apology tour and all the places and all the people she had to apologize to on the back. Like a tour shirt. apology tour shirt.
Hey, sounds like you need a nap there, AJ.
No, I need a drink.
Just trying to mix up land.
Drink yourself into a nap.
All right. AJ out.
All right, that's the Week in Review podcast. I'm Chaz, that's AJ.
Bye!
Pam's over there, Phil's over there.
Bye.
The Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast. Tune in to the live show weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. only on 99.1 PLR or online at WPLR.com.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.